Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Take you from your man for a while. If I can't have you, let me get a 30-day trial. 'Cause I'm loving your swag. stop tripping and have a close off a minute. Cause I wanted you from the jump. Play it ever being tight in your high heel pump. Make you play it one of sexy days, weeks, and months. When you get high, girl, this road is up like a
girl.
DMX got arrested again for speeding. He hasn't even been out like a couple of weeks yet. I mean, I think that he, you know, had just gotten out. We were looking up for good things for DMX, and now he's speeding in Arizona on residential streets. I mean, like, I don't know. Where do you do that at? Where do they do that at?
DMX.
The storm has everybody, you know, up in a tizzy. I got some people in VA on their way down here because of the state of emergency.
They're trying to bypass the storm. Well, it's crazy because I have received a lot of phone calls in Texas and notes from people wanting to make sure that I was good, and I appreciate that. But yo, it's sunny in the Sunshine State, no problems at all. But before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up for Domea. Welcome to the show.
All right. Bony Nachos and Irene.
Hey, are y'all buckling down? Is Irene bending trees up in VA?
She ain't got here yet, boo. She'll be here tomorrow talking about hello, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon in the morning time.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, she's set to hit down this way as well. So we shall see.
Yes.
Again, are you inside the Friday Night Cypher, everyone? Welcome to the show. Thanks for rocking with us. It's Friday, August 26th. Again, and all we do is recap the weekend entertainment news. You got like 47 minutes left in the show. We shortchanged you about 7 minutes tonight. But, hey, it's okay. We're here.
Yes, but you know what? We always make up for it just for the time that we go over, you know, a few minutes. So you never left too short out, you know.
Right. Hey, what's the deal this week with Jada Pinkett and Mark Anthony? What is all of this?
Nothing. It's a lie. I told you guys that the other night. They dispelled that, you know, that they had an affair. Like, they're still together. None of that's popped off. People are lying. Not true.
Okay, because you did that report this week, and right after you did that report, I started seeing pictures of them, like, everywhere.
Yeah, but just because, no, see, that's malarkey, though. I mean, think about it. That's like almost saying that just because people are, you know, opposite sex, that they have to be having an affair because they're around each other. That's not true. you know.
Well, I'm looking at a couple pitches, and I'm looking at them at different times, different clothes on, different shots.
So what? You can sleep in the same bed with someone and not have sex.
Not me.
We've had this conversation before.
Not me.
What?
Yes, you can.
Not me.
Say it
well,
again.
If it's one of y'all, yeah. What? But not typically with me. If it's one of y'all, yeah.
People, we're opposite
sex. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm not offended. I don't care enough about that. I'm listening to you.
I get your point. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, hey. Happy Friday.
Hey baby.
Hey. Yes, okay. You saved him by the bell. You saved him by the hay.
For real, Toya.
No, I'm
yes,
saying,
you
know.
All in that.
Go ahead. Finish your statement.
I'm just saying hello. How y'all doing this evening? Yeah.
No, not you, Toya. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, not a problem.
No. Finish your statement. Talking to you,
look,
white girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for getting it right. Okay, so listen, right? I'm saying that men and women can be friends and sleep in the same bed, be around each other, and nothing happen between them, regardless of how it looks.
You can't believe
everything that you see.
I don't disagree with you. Let me tell you something. Very few men are hanging with Jada Pinkett in their bedroom, and it's not going down.
Come on now. That's saying
what kind of woman do you think she is?
What kind of woman do I think she is? I think she's a woman.
Okay, well, that don't mean she got to open her leg just because you're a man.
Exactly. Look how sexy I think you are. I didn't attack you in Miami, did I?
Oh, my, geez.
Okay.
Are we going there?
Yeah, we're going to go there.
Oh, my geez.
So we got there.
We'll be right back.
Parents, let me find out. Don't be trying to go to commercial. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. It's my bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She said things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away. About to lose you. He'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner. He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to. A cruise to the island, gotta get a smiling. Hit South Beach, riding down Collins. No window shopping, that's where the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo. Hideaway. We don't make her happy. She wanna get away. Hideaway. Elevator go to the penthouse flow. I can play the ball, tell me you just tell me what the pose.
What you want?
You know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot out to London, Lando's and Bristol, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short and so fly, red bull wings. She just wanna hide my condo fling.
cry no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. He don't make her happy. She gonna get away. Hideaway.
I'm Radio Live, Mike Bless Flippin' Slide. That joint right there is called Hideaway. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You got Toya live out of New York, Delaware tonight. Wow. Charlotte brings us CeeLo. Chesapeake brings
us. Yes, Charlotte does.
No, yeah. This evening, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. And Irene is creeping. It's creeping around. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I have a question. Hold on. Wait. I came in a little late. I apologize for that. What are we talking about here? Because I just jumped in on the end, the tail end of the conversation. So all I heard was, Terrence, you're looking all right.
You
can get it, but I didn't give it to you. I mean, it didn't really come out like that. I mean, but that's how I figured it to be. You can get it.
No,
I just didn't give it to you.
No. The conversation was.
I mean, that's what you said in so many words.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No. Well, pretty much what it was. We were talking about Mark Anthony and Jada Pinkett. And he was saying that, you know, well, I've seen them in pictures, you know, saying what it looked like. And I was like, well, you can't go off of that. You know, I mean, you know, people can hang around each other, be around each other, but that doesn't mean that that's anything more. And so then, you know, he has to be right. So it was, no, this is what it looks like, da-da-da-da. And so then that's when I brought up the other scenario. That was all that was. Just examples.
Just to provide some clarity to my real view on the pitches, for real, I'm going to tell you what I think about the whole Mark Anthony, Jada Pinkett thing. I think Mark Anthony was either a guest on Hawthorne or he's going to be a guest on Hawthorne. And what people are seeing are the pitches that came from when they were promoting Hawthorne on TBS. So what people are actually seeing are those up-close and personal Hawthorne pitches, but it looks as if they're just, you know, out and about on the town together, just to put a real mature perspective on the conversation.
All right, ma'am. Mature.
Yeah, I think that's really what is taking place. However, the pitches do look suspect. It do look like Herb Mark Anthony, you know what I'm saying, is a little too chummy. Specifically with him, you know, just walking away from that big bubble he just walked away from a few weeks ago.
You know what? That is terrible.
His
wife is gorgeous. Why would he do that?
Absolutely.
Both of them are beautiful people. I mean,
absolutely. But to me, there's no comparison between, you know, one and the other. No, I'm not walking away from that bubble. Jada doesn't have a bubble like that.
That bubble comes with an attitude. How about that?
Mister, sometimes I don't want the bubble.
Did Miss Bubble herself just speak of attitude?
That's right. Big booty Domerica.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, he did.
Miss Bubble.
Hey,
we know about attitude, Bubble. We know about attitude. We know.
Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Hey, we are recapping the week in entertainment news, folks. You're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. You know, we just like bug out on Friday nights, you know. So bug out with us. 36 minutes left in the show. Hey, what is this I see? What is this madness? Halle Berry wins custody battle? She was battling her baby daddy for the baby? Get out of here. We serious?
Yes.
Hold on. And this is all right after she just had a stalker, where her stalker has been bothering her, so she has to worry about the baby daddy and the stalker.
Wow.
I don't know.
That
I
can't more. Get it together. Your beauty comes with a price, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't always mean that, you know, she can be exploited for it. I mean, you know, it's not fair. But they would, you know what's crazy, though? Even though, you know, her daughter is like 3 years old, the judge would only give them a restraining order for her and not her daughter. I was like, wow. I mean, because, like, they're saying that he wasn't stalking her, but her daughter's always with her. So wouldn't that be scary, though? I don't know. That could be just me, though. I don't know. Tell me what you want.
I don't know which teams you all are supporting these days, but my Bucks got whipped by New England last week, and so we're gonna try it again tomorrow with Reggie Bush in the Miami Dolphins go head to head Tampa Bucks tomorrow out here. Josh, come on, Josh, you gotta pull it out for the Bucks tomorrow. You know Reggie and the crew, they're coming to do it. Can't let Reggie come to Tampa for the first time as a Dolphin and walk away a winner. Come on, Bucks. Let's get it cracking tomorrow.
Reggie needs to come to Charlotte to check me out. Like, not
get
even
answer.
I just
yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very privacy. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven and it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. wish y'all got that, man. Listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
HAC Team Hyman Radio Live, that's Boston, far away. You inside the Friday Night Cypher. It's the week in news and entertainment. Hey, so let me run this past you all. Tell me what you think about this. Title to this email I received is, Where Are the Emails? Where Are the Emails? And this is coming from the Florida Democratic Party. I'm going to read this verbatim, and you all tell me what you think. Where are the emails? That's the million-dollar question for Governor Rick Scott and his staff, who admitted late last week that transition emails considered public record under Florida law were deleted. These emails were last seen in January, a critical time of Scott's administration when his Tea Party agenda and job-killing policies were being formed. After months of dragging their feet on the public records request, the governor's office finally dropped the bomb in the dead of the night on these emails, stating they were accidentally deleted. Now,
wow.
If Florida state law requires that public record remains, what's the problem? What should the consequence be? Should we as constituents and the dumbass public accept the fact that he's saying they were accidentally deleted? Should he be impeached? Should he be held on criminal charges? Should we just let this go? Why is this okay? Why is this okay? Public record destroyed by accident. If it were you, if it were I, government wouldn't go for that. Should we just sit back and go for this? What do y'all think about that?
No. And that's ridiculous because it's like, was it accident, wink, wink, accident? You
wink,
know what I'm
wink.
Or was it a true, you know, was it a true accident?
Either way, it's mismanagement, it's mishandling, it's inappropriate. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Right. But then who is there to hold them accountable outside of the constituents or the civilians of the state? What recourse do you really have?
It's the governor. It's the governor. It's his administration. It's his watch. It's the governor. And I don't know if you all really know a lot about Rick Scott. Is Rick Scott familiar to you all?
No. The only Scott I know is Bobby.
I would encourage, he is a 180 from Bobby Scott, trust me. I would encourage you all to Google Rick Scott just to see all that comes up under his name. He's now the governor of the state of Florida. And you probably going to ask yourself, well, what the hell are the people in Florida smoking to have elected someone who had already been under the microscope for erroneous, inappropriate, you know, really like lewd behavior, if you will, you know? I mean, a known liar, a known deceiver, yet, I mean, and the thing about this, he's rich, he's wealthy. So he was able to fund his own campaign. Nevertheless, you know, he's been brought up on charges in the past. He's lied in the past. He's been caught lying in the past. And now all of a sudden, accidentally, public record deleted. I just think it's a slap in the face to the constituency and to the taxpayers of the state of Florida.
Well, look how we had a president that did everything you just said.
and that didn't matter. He stole the election openly, and they still let him be president. So it's just like, really, I mean, we already do it. Like, who's going to say that, step down, sir? Who's really has the power to tell him to step down? And who's really going to ask him to step down?
That's the problem.
Like, in all reality, who's going to do something about it for real?
That's the problem. Well, believe it or not, the people of the state of Florida could do it.
Right, but are they?
The people have the power. The thing is just that, you know, do we just go with the flow? And most of the time, we just go with the flow. Have you all seen a movie called The Inside Job? It's a documentary. Or at least have you heard of it, The Inside Job?
I've heard of it, but yeah, I haven't.
No.
Seen a movie.
No.
When you get a chance and you're looking to just educate yourself, check out The Inside Job. Just something to watch, you know, while you're, you know, folding clothes on a Saturday or something. Very informative about the entire breakdown of financial structure here in America, which has today impacted the entire world. The entire world has been impacted by the United States financial structure, the breakdown, the bubble burst back in 2008. The Inside Job breaks down exactly what took place, who was a part of it, the main players that caused the breakdown, this thing called derivatives. Have you ever heard of derivatives? Dee Dee, as an accountant, have you ever heard of derivatives?
Yeah.
What are derivatives from your perspective? Just I want to see are we calibrated or make sure I have a clear understanding of what I walked away understanding. Well, what's a derivative from your perspective?
Depending on what you're talking about, something that's derived from something else, that comes from something else.
Well, see, when I first heard it, I thought it was like a variable in a mathematical formula. But it's not a variable or anything like that. No, the derivatives are financial products. They're products. Like, for an example.
That comes from something else, right?
Products that spin off of other products. Yes, ma'am. So this is an example. The product would be insurance on your home. Insurance on your home. I can buy insurance. Before derivatives were implemented, I was the only person who could buy insurance on my house because it's my house. A derivative, a financial product that all of a sudden started being offered up in 2008 through home loans and things like that, a derivative opened up the market to where not only can Dee Dee buy insurance on her home, but Toya can buy insurance on Dee Dee's home. CeeLo can buy insurance on Dee Dee's home. I can buy insurance on Dee Dee's home. And if when the house burned down, we all get paid off the house, which has set the market up to go belly up because we're spending more money on something that wasn't worth it.
In the first place, right.
That's what caused the breakdown of our economy. Because at the end of the day, with all of these mortgages that were being these mortgages going up, I mean, believe it or not, they were selling us mortgages, and then the finance companies were betting that the mortgages would fail. They were actually making money off of betting whether the loan would be successful or not. Let me invite our resident expert all the way live from Washington, D.C. into this conversation. Coop, welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir. Coop, hey. What's a derivative, man?
Hey, what'd you say, what's a derivative?
What's a derivative?
I fully don't understand it, but from what I've been seeing, watching different shows and everything, a lot of people don't understand it. Cause like what happened with the stock market, with the whole crash in 08, it was so complicated that even the people that set it up didn't understand it.
Absolutely.
It was because, like you said, it was basically, it's high stakes gambling, way bigger than
gambling.
Anything that goes on in Vegas. Yeah, it's like they,
it was gambling.
And the money is not there. It's like one of the things that Democrats want to do, they want to send it, put in, they want to have regulations. One regulation is if you're going to have X number of dollars out there, then you have to have X number of dollars to guarantee those loans.
And that's the thing. They didn't want President Obama, he appointed a head of economics that actually tried to regulate the derivative industry, if you will. And let me tell y'all something. When the banks and the Federal Reserve found out, even Alan Greenspan himself actually said, get out of here with trying to, get guarantees. Get out of here with that. We're mature. We know what's happening. But the bottom line was it was a windfall. It was a lot of money, a lot of cash being generated. But guess what? It wasn't worth anything.
And one other thing with the derivatives, what they were doing is Bank of America was covering Citibank's loans. Citibank was covering Bank of America's loan, and then Wachovia was covering some of Citibank's. It was like they all were covering each other's loans, but nobody had enough money to cover it if anybody failed.
Nobody had money.
They were, like President Obama, he was pointing people, like this lady from Massachusetts, I forget her name, but she's getting ready to run for Senate. They were trying to make her the head of a new consumer protection agency. Republicans fought it tooth and nail.
I want to say it was the something Futures Trading Commission.
I don't remember what it was, but she's like
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's like one of the top people when it comes to protecting consumer rights. Well, now she's running for Senate, and the people that are endorsing her are unions. But Scott Brown, who is the other senator who is the current senator from Massachusetts, he has $10 million in his war chest because Wall Street is putting all this money in there because he protects Wall Street. He doesn't want them to have money to cover things. He doesn't care if when they do things, it hurts you and me.
No, it doesn't care at all. The wealthy in this country is 1% compared to the opposite, who's clearly the unwealthy. The poor in this country are taxed harder than anybody I know. I mentioned it the other day, had a conversation with a gentleman who makes $28,000 a year and was just taxed with a $900 child support payment, making $28,000 a year. Help me to understand that. When the wealthy in this country have had real estate taxes lifted and all other kind of taxes lifted, y'all better get out of here and get your asses on the floor.
Right. Y'all already know what this is, man. When you're in the club, you dance on the floor. When you're in the club, you dance on the floor. When you're in the club, you dance on the floor.
heart, you motherfucker.
Why do you have guns in the locker room, though? Like,
Because,
I can understand in your car for personal.
We still,
you know,
thugged out. That's right. We thugged out, and we think we can do what we want to do because we make so much money.
Yeah, Gilbert was trying to do jokes, make jokes with the gun. He tried to. Apparently, it was a gambling debt. He owed Crittenden the money. He was taking a long time paying for it, and Crittenden had said something to him. So Gilbert was trying to be funny and show him his gun collection, and then it got way out of hand because you just don't play with guns.
Nah, well,
no joke
no
about
gun.
It.
You don't show me no gun.
Yeah.
Because I'm threatened by your
like
gun.
Like a gun, nobody. Not where I'm from, anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's real.
I don't know
that. That's
real. You can't play like that. Not nice. Not cool. So old for it. How about that? Makes sense.
Steve Jobs stepped down from Apple this week.
Yes. Yeah, like, he wrote a, but he's the one, he said that he was, you know, the first one to be able to say whether he couldn't do the job that was required of him anymore. But he's going
right.
to stay on
yep.
as a chairman, though.
Right.
So,
yep.
I mean,
yeah, I know you brought that
very,
report to us, but that was still over. That was still like, whoa. I mean, that was big news this week. I know you brought it to
yeah.
us first, but that was still very big news. But again, I'm just glad that he's still on board because he's brilliant.
Yes, he's a visionary.
He's a
you know, and nobody
mind.
Can take that from him at all. He did a good job. I mean, even though they come out with a new product every couple of weeks, you know,
yeah, well, they won't
they
be getting any more of my money, I'm assuming.
But I know that's right.
Yeah,
they're very expensive
up,
products at that. But
come out with
to,
as many
people,
more iPhones as so, you want, so I'm not buying another one. Straight up.
I'm a tech person to the extent of I won't buy it till like the third or fourth version. But then I know they got little kinks out. I tell Mr. Cooper that all the time, don't I, Mr. Cooper, who likes to buy toys?
Yeah,
I plead the fifth.
Bro, I'm a gadget person, but I got to give it up, got to give it up, got to give it up.
Not all the time. I just got a phone that has a screen on it. Like, like that's not just one piece. I mean, like, yeah, I refuse. I'm telling you, soon here, I'm not going to have one at all because I don't want one. You're too much.
Hey,
tracking.
Also in the news this week, Floyd Mayweather claiming that the only reason he parties his face off at nightclubs and passes out from booze and flashes money, you know, it's an act. It's like a complete, you know, it's like a, he said to be an a-hole is just to promote his fights. It's all an act. It's all in legal docs. Filed by Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather as a part of his ongoing war with Manny Pacquiao. We know that big fight is coming up soon. Mayweather responded to allegations that he was irresponsibly partying around the country instead of attending a deposition he was supposed to attend. In the docs obtained by TMZ, Mayweather claims that night clubbing is not his normal. It's just random acts of partying to promote the events that he has going on. And to his fans, you know, it's to maintain his public presence, his public image.
Well, that's what they want fighters to do, though, is be, you know, brolic and, you know, be scary. But then when, you know, they're out in public, they don't really want them to be that scary. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, because in the midst of everything else, Mayweather said he wants to make sure that everyone understands. He declares that he does not drink, smoke, or take drugs. So for anyone who's wondering how Mayweather gets down, he says he declares he does not drink, smoke, or take drugs, for the record. That is.
Oh, you just act like you do. Right? Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. It's something like this. Anyone who has to declare that they don't drink, smoke or take drugs, you can best believe they drink, smoke,
drink,
and take drugs.
And that's right.
In the
club. Yes, the mic stand. Yes.
I don't really do it.
Pass me a bottle. Crazy.
Hey, but seriously, on a serious note, before we get off the air, I just want to let the world know, because everybody in the world may not be affected by Irene, but you may know someone who may be affected by Irene. I understand a little rain and wind shouldn't hurt anybody, but you never know what the aftermath may do. People will be without electricity, running water, food, things of that sort. They have already opened dozens of shelters in the area. So if you know someone, make sure you do reach out and make sure they're okay. If you can help them in any way, shape, form, or fashion, please make sure that you do. And everybody go to CeeLo's house if you're trying to get away from the storm.
That's
5, I think. Keep in mind, there's nothing in here.
So you can bring your own things.
B-Y-O-B-S, bring your own food, your own drink, your own sleeping mat. We got a house for you.
Bring your own tools and your own lantern and your own blanket.
Exactly.
It's Obama's fault.
That's right.
It's Obama's fault.
Yeah. You know what?
blame him for everything else, too.
Hey, but I'm going to defend him, though. The earthquake wasn't his fault, but what was his fault was that he was on vacation. If he hadn't been on vacation, he could have grabbed the ground and stopped the earthquake.
Okay. He could have put his big foot down, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, I love this show.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Y'all, thanks. Be blessed.
Hey, join us back Sunday, everybody, 7 p.m. no idea what the topic is, but we'll be here, and we'll let you know at that point what the topic is. Join us back again Sunday, 7 p.m., Empowerment Sunday. Thanks for rocking. Last-minute shout-outs, comments, feedback inside this cypher. Hey, TGIF, be safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't hurt nobody.
Yes, don't drink and drive. Whatever you do, do it well. It's Friday, baby. Yeah, stay out of the storm. My mom says East Coast, stay safe.
East Coast, sleep on the safe. Hey, CeeLo, I got one for you. Yo, we gonna end the show tonight with one of CeeLo's favorite joints, and it ain't that. I got the other favorite joint. We gonna play tonight. Any other feedback, comments?
Do me
right. Don't. Have a safe weekend. Be blessed.
Hey, be blessed, everybody. Yo, and just in case y'all didn't know, hey, CeeLo, she was hounding me to play this joint right here, y'all. Good night, everybody.
I think it sounds like mine coming
CeeLo.
On. Oh, my God.
Here you go, CeeLo. Here you go.
Chantal Davis. Marissa Hart. YG. YG.
Never know, never after we did it. She was walking with a laugh, but
bust it open, leave it open. Yeah, you know I leave it open. Boom, next, I don't never close. I stay open. I met her in the club, you know I was drunk. I asked her name, I said I wanna cut. And now I'm YG, you know I cut. And she cut back like a little fool. And she fell in love, yeah, she feels stupid. Cause you know, I tooted and booted, ayy.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.